At its most extreme, though this would in some ways seem to contradict the desire for order and stability to take prime place, the 1930s, the mid and late 1930s, were a time of open terror, a violent repression on a wide scale such as this country had never seen before. The part of this best known, certainly to the world, were a series of show trials of prominent communists that took place between August 1936 and March 1938. In these trials, leading old Bolsheviks, as they were called, communists who had been in the party since before 1917, were arrested, put on trial, and accused of, and very often forced to confess to in public, absolutely implausible political crimes. They admitted to, or were accused of, conspiring to murder Stalin, of plotting to overthrow the Soviet state and dismember the USSR with, it was sometimes said, the help of Germany and Japan. Leading old Bolsheviks were accused of, and sometimes, and indeed forced often, to confess to plotting the restoration of capitalism in the USSR. And generally, they were all accused for good measure of carrying on various forms of espionage and what was called wrecking or sabotage and even terrorism on behalf of capitalists and fascists and, for good measure, a Trotsky, who had been expelled from the country and then was living in the 1930s in Mexico, where he was said to lead this alliance of capitalists and fascists and communists, former communists, against Stalin. Most of the victims of these trials, all high-ranking communists, comrades in most cases of Lenin personally in the pre-revolutionary days, most of them were executed as a result of these show trials. Many Russians, especially Russian communists, were stunned. Never before, despite purges, despite exclusions from the party, despite even arrests, had a high-ranking party member, somebody at the highest ranks, an old Bolshevik, been executed for his criticisms. Indeed, we remember Kamenev and Zinoviev were even brought back into the Politburo after 1917. These show trials, however shocking they were to many, were only the tip of an iceberg. An iceberg of terror that reached very deeply into Soviet life. Among the rank and file of the party, which numbered almost 3 million people by 1936, one saw, as these show trials began, a parallel to them, a frenzy of denunciations. Constant meetings were held at every place of work, in universities, in factories, in offices, in which people got together to denounce these enemies of the regime who were on trial, and their minions at their place of work or study. Those people who were caught up in these denunciations were usually within meetings held among communists within those institutions. They were thrown out of the party. They were imprisoned. They were perhaps tortured in order to confess. By the middle of 1937, torture became quite common. They were then sent to a labor camp for their crimes or perhaps shot. And not only party members suffered in this process. Large numbers of non-communist officials and military officers and engineers and scientists and scholars and writers and others were publicly condemned at various meetings held where they worked or in organizations they belonged to, condemned as belonging to one of these various oppositions for which they were dismissed from their jobs, arrested, perhaps shot, perhaps if they were lucky, sent only to a labor camp in Siberia where they might die in the horrible conditions or be shot later. In fact, this is the period in the mid and late 1930s when the growing network of camps that had already begun to exist during the Civil War became massive and became known by its famous acronym as the Gulag, a word that comes from the beginning of the Russian phrase, the main directorate for corrective labor camps, which was the official name of the Gulag. First two words start with the letters for Gu and Log. Also caught up in this growing wave of terror falling deeper and deeper into society were a whole variety of other groups, not only high officials, not only communists. Foreign communists, for example, were often victimized in the terror. Many of them had come to the Soviet Union precisely to escape the repressions of Hitler or Mussolini. What they now found was Stalin.